Good evening, Lowell. For tonight's Lowell Girls Varsity Basketball game, your sportscasters are Kyle Stauffer and Trey Coulier.
Thank you, Eli. I'm Trey Coulier. I'm my right, Kyle Stauffer. We're here to you tonight after a little bit of a delay for this Lowell Varsity Girls matchup versus the Coopersville Broncos tonight. And now, Kyle, why don't you get us started with the Coopersville starting lineup?
Thank you, Trey. Starting us off, it'll be number 2, Charlotte Cunnan, a junior. Number 3, Oakley Osterhaus, a freshman. Number 4, Brooklyn Michalak, a senior. And to round it out, it'll be 2 juniors. Number 21, Olivia Berghorst, and number 22, Peyton Conran.
Thank you, Kyle. And now for your Lowell Red Arrows Varsity Girls starting lineup. I'm going to start it off with a senior. Number 1, Grayson Hamilton. Followed up by another senior for this Lowell team, Allison Munson. Next up for the Arrows, it's going to be the first of 2 sophomores in this lineup. Only sophomores and seniors in this lineup. It's going to be number 24, Taylor Graham. The third and final senior for this Lowell starting lineup, it's going to be number 10, RJ Wagaman. And to round it off for your Lowell Red Arrows, number 22, Madeline Hayes. She's a sophomore on this Lowell varsity starting team. So, Kyle, before this, we got to witness a girls JV game that finished at a 41-37 in a 3 overtime thriller game.
Yeah, it came down. They ended up playing 5.5 quarters, technically, because they had the 4-minute overtimes. But in the tip circle now, it's Allison Munson and number 21, Olivia Berghorst for Coopersville. Last time these two teams played was over at Coopersville, and Lowell came out on top 48-34 as we're underway at Lowell High School.
As Munson wins the toss for the Arrows, so it's going to be Taylor Graham with the basketball. Right side, Madeline Hayes, she's going to drive in. 1-on-2, that shot no good. Gets her own offensive rebound, but it'll be a jump ball with Olivia Berghorst. So Coopersville basketball is there, the possession arrow. Brooklyn Michalak is going to inbound it to Oakley Osterhart here to start the game for Coopersville. Osterhart is a freshman starter on this Coopersville team, as Osterhart has it out the top of the 3. She's going to swing out left wing 3. That one off the mark for Charlotte Cunnan. Rebound goes to Taylor Graham. RJ Wagaman's going to bring it up the court now for the Arrows. Grayson Hamilton, pull up 3. Off the back iron, rebound goes to Taylor Graham as she trips and stumbles. RJ Wagaman gets it. It's going to be stolen now by Coopersville. That's Oakley Osterhaus. So Oakley Osterhart is going to bring it up the right side. She's going to pass it underneath to Brooklyn Michalak. Her shot off. It's going to be Grayson Hamilton with the rebound. She'll just pass it over to Taylor Graham. Graham gets a screen from Allison Munson, drives in off the glass, fouled, shot no good, but she will go to the line for 2.
1:04 into the game now, 6:56 left to play in the first. Taylor Graham looking to put the first points in the game for the Arrows.
As Graham's first shot is good, nothing but
Olivia Berghorst with the foul, so her first, team's first.
As Graham's second shot is short, but she'll get her own rebound. Now Grayson Hamilton, top of the key, steps into it. Now she'll pass it underneath. Allison Munson off the glass, shot blocked, it looked like. She gets her own rebound, rolls it in over top. 3-0 Arrows, Allison Munson. It's going to be Osterhart with it. She'll pass it over to the right side to Cunnan Jr. She'll get it across court to Michalak, back across court. Now with it is Osterhart, pump fake. She's covered by RJ Wagaman. She'll pass it away to Peyton Conran. It's going to be tapped away. Taylor Graham. Now Madeline Hayes with it in transition. Almost goes out of bounds. Taylor Graham throwing it right back in to Coopersville. So Coopersville gets possession back. Oakley Osterhart has it. Osterhart's going to get it right back at the from the charity stripe. That shot no good. Rebound goes to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton's going to drive in. Now Taylor Graham, three-pointer from the wing. No good. Rebound goes to sophomore Madeline Hayes. She's going to spin off the glass. That one, no good. Rebound, Berghorst of the Broncos. Osterhart will bring it up for Coopersville now. She's going to scan the floor. Just pass it over to the left to Michalak. Michalak over the right side to Cunning. Cunning's going to look to go underneath, and it's going to be swatted away by Allison Munson, then trying to save it. We'll just give it right back to the Arrows is Berghorst. So Taylor Graham has it in transition, off the glass, and one for the Arrows. Taylor Graham with a tough shot. 5-0 Arrows to start this game, and Taylor Graham going to the line for one more.
The foul on Peyton Conran, her first, team second. Checking in, A.J. Robinson for Conran. As the layup there from Taylor Graham was made from the block with contact, the and-one opportunity doesn't fall, however, but she gets her own rebound again.
And R.J. Wegeman for three, that one off the mark, and then getting the rebound, Madeline Hayes now. Lowell offensive rebounding men huge tonight. Grayson Hamilton has it at the top of the key. She'll give it Taylor Graham at the right wing. She's going to scan, now gives it right back to R.J. Wegeman, left wing. Underneath, Allison Munson after a bounce pass, spins around, misses her man. They call it off. In a three-second violation there on Allison Munson, I believe. So Lowell has a 5-0 lead with 5:06 to play here in this game. As it's going to be Osterhart brings it up for Coopersville. She'll go to right side to Robinson. Robinson goes underneath. That's Olivia Berghorst. Misses her shot. Rebound goes to Madeline Hayes. Keeps it from going out of bounds, but gives it right back to Coopersville. That's Robinson again with it. She'll give it to Osterhart now at the top of the key. Deep three by Cunning. That one, no good. Rebound, Grayson Hamilton. That was actually Michalak on the shot as Hamilton has it up for the Arrows. Trying to run a play as Grayson Hamilton does a little half spin, fakes it, spins back inside, gonna drive in. She'll give it out to RJ Wagaman, but whistle's blown. Foul on Charlotte Cunning, her first, team third. Now subbing in for Coopersville is going to be Livian Voss alongside Avery Jansen, I believe. And now underneath, and passes stolen by Osterhart, going to bring it up in transition for Coopersville. Tries to drive in, doesn't get it to go, and Taylor Graham tips that one out of bounds. That was Hadley Bird checked in there, not Avery Jansen, as number four, Brooklyn Michalak, is going to inbound it. Wide open three-pointer. That one's good for Livian Voss. So 5-3 as Coopersville cuts into the deficit here a little bit at the beginning of this game as Grayson Hamilton has it. Now she's trapped in the corner. They'll say she's pushed before the travel happened.
The foul goes on number 23, Livian Voss, who just drilled the three-pointer. With 4:04 remaining in the first quarter, Coopersville has their fourth team foul.
As Taylor Grant inbounds it to Madeline Hayes, she's double-teamed. Now Lowell in transition, 2-on-2. Allison Munson has it now. Madeline Hayes, top of the key, three-pointer. That one's good for Madeline Hayes. 8-3, Arrows on top with 3 minutes, 50 seconds to play in this first quarter. Osterhart has it on the, and she'll pass it over to the right side. That's Michalak now after the Wolf three-pointer. Now left wing, A.J. Robinson brings it into the block. Stolen on the pass by Taylor Graham. Graham has to keep it from going out of bounds now, and now it's going to get passed in right to Coopersville. Osterhart has it. Tries to pass into a cutting Livian Voss. Now stolen by Taylor Graham again. Taylor Graham, wide open layoff, and it's blocked from the come from behind from Michalak, but Madeline Hayes able to get the rebound, puts it back in. Hayes with 5, Lowell with 10, 3 lead here in the first quarter. Now it's almost stolen by Taylor Graham again. Now mid-range jumper, that one off the mark from Hadley Bird. RJ Wagaman got the rebound there as it one just went over the rim. She's going to call for a screen and will actually just hand it to Grayson Hamilton for the Arrows. Hamilton's got it top of the key, driving in. Taylor Graham, right corner three. That one in and out. Graham gets her own rebound, follows her shot, puts a little fadeaway up and over the back, I believe, from Madeline Hayes.
That's her first and the team's first with 2:45 to play in the first quarter. A 10-3 lead for the Arrows as Coopersville inbounds.
It's going to be Osterhart brings it up for Coopersville. She's at the logo, right side now to Michalak. Now she's going to try and pass it underneath, and that one just sails out of bounds. Red Arrows basketball. It's probably one of the hottest starts we've seen to them have a game all season. So they're looking really good right now in these first 5 minutes of play as Taylor Graham has it for the Arrows. Graham's going to bring it up. She's got a one or three on two. Grayson Hamilton, right corner. That one off the mark. Allison Munson gets it after going in and out of the hands of Michalak. Munson's got it. She's going to pass it over. Madeline Hayes at the top of the key. She's going to drive in. Does a little Euro step. Rolls it in. Over the rim, Madeline Hayes with 7 of the Arrows, 12-3 lead for Lowell, 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in this first quarter.
And at this point, we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have, for our platinum donors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Raised Up LLC, Michael Curtis, Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and My Hometown Furnishings. Thank you so much for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Well, Kyle, what do you think of how this game has gone so far? 12-3 lead for the Arrows to start the game. They've gotten lots of transition fast break points. Taylor Graham taking a lot of shots. Madeline Hayes getting most of her shots to fall right now as well.
Yeah, it's been the offensive rebounding, though, something that you didn't touch on there, that has put these Arrows into their positioning. They've had multiple second chance, third chance buckets to fall, and they've came off of rebounds, too, just not boxing out from Coopersville. They got to tighten down inside the paint, make sure to get those defensive rebounds, and not allow for those extra chance buckets from Lowell.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely agree, as it's Coopersville basketball. Osterhart's going to bring it up for Coopersville. So Osterhart, she's at the free throw line. Pass it out left wing or block mid-range jumper. Robinson shot no good. It's going to go out of bounds, but actually saved now by Coopersville. Livian Voss gets it. She'll pass it to Osterhart at the right wing. Now pump faking the deep three. That was Michalak. She's going to drive in. Puts it up off the glass. She's fouled by Allison Munson. They'll say on the shot. So going to the line for two is Michalak. That foul was actually on R.J. Wagaman, not Allison Munson, so that's her first, team second.
And Hadley Bird there with the save to keep that play alive. Managed to save it and bring it into Livian Voss to set that play up, as now checking in number two, Charlotte Cunnan, and Berghorst return.
Michalak, her first free throw was good, and now her second one. That one is good as well after bouncing around. They'll say lane violation. So Arrows basketball, as Taylor Graham's going to inbound it to Madeline Hayes. She's just going to give it right back to Taylor Graham. Is that lane violation really had no effect other than the ball had to bounce the ball to the player. Now it's RJ Wagaman left corner. Madeline Hayes gets a screen from Allison Munson. Madeline Hayes, pull-up jumper. That one no good off the glass. Rebound goes to Robinson for Coopersville. Lowell playing a full-court press right now. And it looks like they're just playing man-to-man here. Maybe a little 3-2 zone as it's going to be tapped away by Allison Munson. She fouls Livia Berghorst from the back.
They'll call a shove on Munson. That's the team's third, but her first with a minute 17 to play in the first quarter.
As Michalak's going to inbound, stolen by Madeline Hayes. Taylor Graham cutting up the court. Graham with the wide open layup. Takes one bounce. That's all it needs. Taylor Graham giving the Arrows a 10-point lead. 14-4 after the Taylor Graham open layup and steal from Madeline Hayes. Layla Risden goes to check in for the Arrows. Broncos basketball. It's Michalak at the logo. She's going to pass it across court. Almost going through the hands of Charlotte Cunning. Now another foul on Allison Munson. That's her second, team fourth.
And now Munson will check out for Risden.
Munson has 2,002 points to her names currently. This is Layla Risden's first minutes as the little catch and shoot mid-range for AJ Robinson is good after the inbound. So 14-6 your score with 45 seconds to play here in the first. RJ Wagaman with the basketball. Left corner, Madeline Hayes, open three. That one, missing everything. Rebound goes to Coopersville. That's Michalak has it. She's going to bring it up quickly now as we're down to 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Michalak now gets it to the right corner to Robinson. Robinson to Cunning. Cunning's going to get it underneath mid-range shot for Michalak. That one no good. Grayson Hamilton gets it up to Taylor Graham. One-on-one blocked as Taylor Graham went up for that layup as theirs is now 10 seconds here to play in this first quarter. Bringing it up quick. Pump faking the three-pointer. Michalak drives in. Off the glass. No good. Grayson Hamilton's got 4 seconds to do something. Three. And she's just going to let the clock run down. Shoots it from half. Not going to make it. So going into the second quarter, your score. Arrows start off quick. Started the game on a 10-2 run. It's now 14-6 now going into the second quarter.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Alpha Care Center, Nuvu Fuels, Lowell Area Schools, Sneakers, Bar and Grill, and Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM. You're tuning in to WRWW 92.3 FM or streaming at lowellradio.org or watching online at mhsaa.tv. Thank you so much for tuning in, and with that, I'm going to send it to the sportscasters.
And as Eli finishes up his promotional set, Coopersville heads out to the court. Timed that one pretty well there, as Lowell taking a little more time here between the quarters, taking that full minute as the whistle blows to get them to come. As you were saying, a 12-3 run in the first 5 minutes and 48 seconds of the game puts the Arrows up 14-6 at the end of the first quarter as they get set up to inbound. It'll be Grayson Hamilton set to inbound to Ava McCormick, who checks into the game for the first time. McCormick gets the inbound and gives it right back to Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton on the far wing is going to be an offensive foul on Layla Risden. Her first, team first, just 7 seconds into the quarter. As now the inbound goes to Oakley Osterhart. Osterhart brings it to the top of the key, then gives it over to Cunning. Cunning crosses it over for A.J. Robinson. And Robinson travels as she got too close to that baseline and found herself trying to avoid it and taking too many. As now the inbound from R.J. Wagaman goes to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes gets a screen from R.J. Wagaman. And now a foul on A.J. Robinson. That's her first, Coopersville's first of the quarter. Still just 7:36 left in the first half. Only 24 seconds played so far in the second quarter. Two fouls already occurred. No points. As now Taylor Graham gets the inbound. Tries to pass it back to Grayson Hamilton. Throws it behind her. And Grayson Hamilton tries to catch up to it but accidentally kicks it out of bounds. So it'll be Coopersville possession. Charlotte Cunning set to inbound to Osterhart. And instead she'll find Conran down in the corner, get it over to Berghorst, and now Berghorst in the paint for too long. It'll be an offensive 3 second, and now Taylor Graham is set to inbound. Taylor Graham looking, now fires, finds Maddie Hayes, gives it back to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham up over half court is Ava McCormick, who gets the pass. Ava McCormick takes her dribble now over to the far wing, gives it to Hamilton tried to pass it to Risden. Risden coming to set a screen. Miscommunication. And another turnover for the Lowell Arrows here is now having it Oakley Osterhart at the top of the key. She dribbles around before giving it over to Cunning. Charlotte Cunning tries to get it over to Robinson. Taylor Graham jumps that pass, however, goes coast to coast with an easy layup. It's 16-6 with 6:50, and now a partial timeout will be called by the Arrows as the timeout is called. RJ Wagaman was set back to come back into the game with 6:50 to play in the first half. It's a 10-point lead for the Arrows, 16-6.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, Green Ridge Realty, Bettenbaker Auto, and Lowell Charter Township. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
And RJ Wagaman checks in for Grayson Hamilton, getting her first break of the night. Just over 9 minutes played so far in the first half of the 16. We're 6:46 left in the first half as Osterhart gives it to Michalak. Michalak down low for Harley Bird. Bird kick out to A.J. Robinson. Robinson's three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound Maddie Hayes. And now Taylor Graham has it for the Arrows just at the logo. Beyond half court, that is now passing it to McCormick. McCormick baseline drive, reverse layup. Not enough on it as it hits the front rim. And now it'll be green ball. They say white ball, but pointed Coopersville way. And now they will fix that and point in the Lowell direction as Taylor Graham sets the inbound. A quick pass, pump fake from McCormick, but she picked up both her feet and then came on it as now a turnover by McCormick traveled as now Coopersville inbounding is Michalak gives it to Osterhart. Osterhart gets over the half court stripe and goes right back to Michalak. Michalak down low for Bird. Bird kicks it out to Robinson. Robinson into the paint, back for Bird, and a foul called. That is Haley Bird down in the paint. She got fouled by RJ Wagaman, her second, team second, with 6:01 to play in the first half. Bird's first of two from the line is off the back iron and no good as Grayson Hamilton will check back in for RJ Wagaman. As Bird's second of two is off both the right and left iron and then pops out. It'll be Maddie Hayes with the rebound. Grayson Hamilton takes it up over half court and then gives it back to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes over to Taylor Graham at the logo before finding Grayson Hamilton at the far corner. Grayson Hamilton works it over to Ava McCormick, who's at the top of the key. McCormick drove in, got a layup too hard. Maddie Hayes got the rebound, however, and then put up a shot and was fouled on the shot. Didn't get it to go, so she'll shoot two at the line. As 5:42 to play, it is Brooklyn Michalak's first foul. Team second as Maddie Hayes gets the first to fall. It's an 11-point game now. It's 5:42 left in the first half. Looking to make it 18-6 is Maddie Hayes, and the point is the shot is no good. And they will count it now because the shot will count because the line violation was on Coopersville's Peyton Conran. So Maddie Hayes gets both of her free throws to fall. It's an 18-6 lead for the Arrows as Coopersville brings it up. That was Osterhart to bring it up. Osterhart gave it over to Michalak. Michalak gets it back now after giving it to A.J. Robinson. Robinson has it pass tipped, Michalak had the pass tipped, trying to get it down low for Conran, and it'll be a Arrows possession as Taylor Graham set to inbound. Graham gets it into Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton barely tightroping that baseline and gets it up to Taylor Graham, who gets over half court. Gets a foul from Layla Risden, but Risden didn't get the feet set, so it'll be an offensive foul, illegal screen, as that is the team's third, as Allison Smith will now check in for Risden. That's the team's third with 5:12 to play in the first half, as now Taylor Graham is guarding the Osterhart, who brings it up, as a pass from Michalak is over the head of Haley Bird. trying to save it was Oakley Osterhart, not able to do so, as now checking in will be Charlotte Cunnan once again, checking in for Michalak, as Taylor Graham will inbound it to Hamilton. Goes right back to Graham. Graham will walk this one up, trying to wait for a play from Slanger. Gets it, and now Hamilton has the pass, works into the paint for Maddie Hayes. Kick out, Allison Smith didn't take the shot, had an open look for a minute, as now Grayson Hamilton has it, top of the key. Allison Smith has it once more after getting a pass from Taylor Graham. Gives it back to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham drives into the paint, kick out, Grayson Hamilton for three. Off the front iron and tipped out by Allison Smith. It'll be Coopersville possession with 4:29 to play in the first half. A 12-point lead for the Arrows over Coopersville as Osterhart brings it up once more. Passes over to Robinson. Robinson over to Cunnan. Charlotte Cunnan at the logo. Works up to the far wing. Finds Robinson. Drove baseline. Kick out for Conran. Conran's three-pointer off the mark. And Osterhart has it. Conran gets it. Back to Osterhart. Osterhart baseline drive. Reverse layup is fouled on the shot. That foul will go on Ava McCormick. That's the team's fourth, her first, with 3:58 to play in the first half. Osterhart's first is drilled.
Now checking in for Coopersville is going to be number 23, Livian Voss, and coming back into the game, Olivia Burkhorst. She's a starter, both of them juniors.
As the second for Osterhart, the freshman, is off the back iron. Gets her own miss, though, at the near corner. Gets it over to Cunnan. Charlotte Cunnan finds Voss. Voss tried to pass it into the paint, not able to do so, but now getting a ball on the ground, loose ball on the ground, was Burkhorst. Foul called, or they'll say travel, before getting the shot up. So it'll be Lowell possession. Taylor Graham inbounds it to Hamilton. She takes one dribble and then lets Taylor Graham bring it up. Taylor Graham sets up at the near wing, gives it over to Smith. Allison Smith down low into the paint. Maddie Hayes puts the post move spin on, and it is Coopersville possession, wearing the dark green jerseys. White trim to the Lowell white jerseys with red trim. It'll be Charlotte Cunnan to inbound. Gets it into Osterhart. Osterhart working on Taylor Graham. Osterhart gets a screen, sets up at the top of the key, finds an open Charlotte Cunnan. Her three-pointer misses too hard. 2-on-0. Grayson Hamilton gets the shot and one opportunity, as Charlotte Cunnan was coming back late, able to catch up, but takes a foul rather than getting the ball, and allows for the shot to go. It's 20-7 now. Grayson Hamilton looking to get the and one with 3:11 left in the first half. As the and one misses left, rebound goes to Burkhorst. Burkhorst gets it up to Osterhart. Osterhart, top of the key, sets up now back at the logo, works up, stops her dribble, and finds Cunnan. Charlotte Cunnan, deep three-point range, thought about it, and now just gives it down into the paint for Burkhorst, but a foul is called. That'll go on Ava McCormick. That's her second, team's fifth. So now in the bonus is Coopersville with 2:50 to play in the first half. Burkhorst's first of two off the right iron and no good, as now Mackenzie Frey will check in for the Arrows. That'll be for Ava McCormick, and Michalak checks back in for Coopersville. Burkhorst's second shot also no good. 0-for-2 at the line this time. Grayson Hamilton gets the rebound, goes coast to coast before stopping at the near corner. Taylor Graham gets it. Her shot is blocked by Hadley Bird. and goes out off on the side of the backboard. It'll be possession arrows after the block by Bird, as now the inbound goes to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes gives it right back to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham shot no good, misses short off the front iron, but gets her own miss. And then Maddie Hayes puts up a layup. It goes off the iron, no good as well, and goes out off on Maddie Hayes. She nearly got her own miss. Instead, it goes out of bounds. Coopersville possession as Taylor set to inbound Brooklyn Michalak. Now Osterhaus has it, guarded by Taylor Graham. Works her way up the far sideline before stopping and passing it to Voss. Livian Voss down to Bird. Bird drives into the paint. Kick out for Osterhaus. Pump fakes the three-pointer. Drives down baseline and then brings it back out to the corner before passing it to Michalak. Michalak tried to get it into Bird. Does so after a few bounces, but still loose, and Taylor Graham gets the loose ball up to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey puts up the Euro step, gets the shot, and one. The block foul on Brooklyn Michalak. As the foul is on Michalak, her second, team fourth. A minute 52, Frey's free throw, no good. Gets her own miss, puts up another shot. That one misses long, and Maddie Hayes gets the rebound. Taylor Graham, three-pointer, is drilled. An open three, assist for Maddie Hayes after getting the rebound. Minute 43, Osterhaus gets the inbound from Michalak. Osterhaus works up to the logo. Stops at the top of the key and bounce passes it over to Voss. Voss bounce pass unsuccessful. Now Taylor Graham has it the other way. Tries to pass it through Osterhaus and fouls Osterhaus, does Taylor Graham, after not successfully getting the pass through. As there'll be two shots, as that one is on, they say on Mackenzie Frey, but it looked like it should have been on Taylor Graham. As the first for Osterhaus is good. Makes it 25-8 with a minute 27 to go in the first half. A Arrows lead over Coopersville. As Adeline Moore checks in. AJ Robinson does as well. The second shot also good for Osterhaus. 2-for-2 at the line. 16-point lead for Lowell with a minute 24 left in the first half. Allison Smith, open three, gets it down into the paint instead for Maddie Hayes, and triple-teamed is Maddie Hayes. Tried to put up a shot, instead goes out of bounds off of a Coopersville defender as Taylor Graham inbounds. Taking her time, finds an open Grayson Hamilton at the far wing. Now gets it over to Mackenzie Frey at the near wing. Taylor Graham, pass at her feet and bounces right to Osterhaus. Osterhaus, easy layup, but misses too long as Allison Smith was tracking her down. The footsteps got to Osterhaus, and now Grayson Hamilton the other way. Her layup is good. 27-9, Osterhaus brings it up for Coopersville. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Osterhaus gives it over to Robinson. Robinson gives it to Michalak. Michalak jab steps and then passes to Adeline Moore. Adeline Moore's pass to Osterhaus, nearly stolen by Taylor Graham, and now Osterhaus puts up a floater, misses short. Allison Smith with the rebound and passes it out to Maddie Hayes with 20 seconds to play in the first half now. Slowing things down here is Taylor Graham, but Taylor Graham not paying attention, and Osterhaus with the steal, puts up a floater and gets it to go. 27-11, 7 seconds to play. Five now. Taylor Graham gives it over to Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton at the buzzer, off the right iron and no good. So that'll end the first half, 27-11, as they dominated the first quarter. They ran on a 12-3 run with 5:48 in the first 5:48 of the game. Arrows had a 9-point lead in just controlled the offensive rebound, and that's where they dominated to can have this handing lead.
Yeah, Kyle, I was kind of hoping going into halftime Lowell could hold them under 10 as it was 27-9 there. Well, it got to 27-7, I do believe, for a little bit, and then Osterhart,
had the steal as Taylor Graham was waiting for the play as Slanger was slowing things down with just 20 seconds.
Yeah, so heads up play by Osterhart. So as the dance team comes out, going into halftime, your score is 27-11 here in Lowell. Welcome back to Lowell High School. I'm Trey Coolier. I'm alongside Kyle Stauffer. We're here tonight for this Lowell girls varsity basketball game where your Arrows lead Coopersville 27-11 going into the third quarter. Really dominant first half of the Arrows, based obviously told by the score. Lowell's got lots of fast break points, lots of transition points, and one thing huge that Kyle touched on earlier was the offensive rebounding for the Arrows, probably out-rebounding Coopersville by simply a lot right now.
They've got at least 15 more offensive boards alone. Coopersville did start to figure out how to offensive board, but it's just been absolutely nuts at that start of the game where Lowell just had a run of offensive boards.
So coming out of halftime, it's going to be Coopersville basketballs. We're underway back here after the half, and now it's going to be Coopersville ball. Olivia Berghorst puts up a shot. That one no good. Fighting for the rebound. Now it's going to be tapped out by Taylor Graham. Coopersville retains possession here. Once again, scores 27-11 with 7 minutes 46 seconds here to play in the third quarter. Inbound right away. Catch and shoot by Peyton Conran, getting it to go. 14-point game. Arrows lead 27-13 over Coopersville. Taylor Graham, the sophomore guard, going to bring it up for Lowell. She's on the right wing. It's going to be tapped out of bounds by Osterhart of Coopersville. Arrows basketball. Coach Slanger calling in a play as Taylor Graham's going to inbound it to Madeline Hayes, just gives it right back to Taylor Graham. Graham's going to scan the floor now, gets it over, bounce pass right side to Grayson Hamilton, as it looked like it got slapped a little. It's going to be R.J. Wagaman left wing now, Grayson Hamilton left corner. Madeline Hayes drives in, R.J. Wagaman catch and shoot three, that one banks it in. R.J. Wagaman puts Lowell into the 30s, 30-13 is your score now. Arrows leading. Brooklyn Michalak now. She'll pass it to the right corner. Catch and shoot three. That one no good by Peyton Conran. It's going to get over to the left corner to Brooklyn Michalak. And it'll go out of bounds. Coopersville still has possession there.
And set to inbound will be Michalak.
And now pass. Michalak's going to drive in. It's going to be Cunning. Cunning takes a pull-up jumper. That one, no good. Rebound goes to Allison Munson. She'll just give it to Grayson Hamilton. Now it's Taylor Graham at the logo with it for the Arrows. Graham's going to get it left side to R.J. Wagman, who just made the three. Allison Munson spins a little, pass out to Taylor Graham, and they'll call a foul.
Three-second violation.
That was the second on Allison Munson tonight, as it's Osterhart will bring it up for Coopersville. She's just a freshman starting on this Coopersville team, as it definitely shows here sometimes. Now passing underneath to Berghorst. Her shot no good in the paint. Rebound goes to the Arrow. Taylor Graham, Grayson Hamilton, 1-2-on-1 as the rest of the team makes it out there. Madeline Hayes pump fakes the three. Probably should have taken it. She was open there for a second. Allison Munson corner. Taylor Graham has the ball. Almost got swatted out of bounds. Saved by Munson. Now it's stolen from Taylor Graham. R.J. Wagaman diving to save it. Almost sets a screen kind of as Taylor Graham recovers. She'll give it to R.J. Wagaman. Now left side. It's Grayson Hamilton. She's on the left wing. Drives in. She'll pass it out. Goes through the hands of Allison Munson. Cannot save it. So it's still, or now Coopersville basketball is after. That one goes out of bounds. Arrows with a 17-point lead. 30-13. 5:45. To play in the third quarter.
And something that'll go unnoticed in that last defensive possession for the Arrows was the defense of Maddie Hayes. She got in and completely stopped Berghorst in the paint, as now a foul is called.
Yeah, that one. That was on Madeline Hayes.
That's her second. Team's first. 5:34 to play in the third.
Hayes and everyone else kind of thought that one was all ball, as the first free throw is no good by Peyton Conran. So Kayla Howell's going to sub into the game now for Allison Munson. Also coming in for the Arrows, Layla Risen for Taylor Graham coming out for the first time tonight. He's looking a little tired as Conran's second shot. That one is good. 30-14 is your score with 5 minutes, 34 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 30-14, Arrows lead by 16. Grayson Hamilton, senior guard for Arrows, has it. She'll give it over to Reese Wagaman. Wagaman now, she'll pass it. Madeline Hayes on the left wing. She's double-teamed. Coopersville in a 3-2 zone. Grayson Hamilton in the right corner, and she will be pushed now on the baseline. That one on Peyton Conran. So Arrows still with the basketball. So Grayson Hamilton looks to inbound it. She gets it in. Oh, lofting it to RJ Wagaman and gives it right back to Grayson Hamilton in the corner. She'll bring it out to reset. Layla Risden catch and shoot 3-pointer. That one no good. Off the back iron, Peyton Conran for Coopersville with the rebound. She'll give it to Michalak to bring up for Coopersville. She'll get it right corner now underneath. That's Berghorst. Puts up a shot and one for Olivia Berghorst. She's going to the line for one more. That was on Kayla Howell, I believe. That's her first team second on the quarter. Now two players will check in for Coopersville, those being Livian Voss and AJ Robinson. Now one more is going to check in for the shooting delivery of Berghorst, as that shot is good by Berghorst. So 13-point lead for the Arrows.
As Hadley Bird, the one to check in, a freshman to check in for Berghorst, as 4:57 to play in the third quarter. It's a 13-point lead for the Arrows, 30-17.
And now we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Benton Baker Auto, Lowell Charter Township, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, Mercantile Bank, and Riverside Dentistry. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Thank you, Eli, for that short little sponsor's advertisement. Both teams will come back out now. It's Arrows basketball. As Grayson Hamilton will inbound it to RJ Wagaman, just gives it right back to Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton, she'll give it left side to RJ Wagaman. Passes it underneath right through the hands of Layla Risden at the charity stripe. So turnover on the Arrows. Livian Voss has it for Coopersville. She'll give it to Michalak. Michalak passes the corner to Robinson, back to Michalak. Michalak pump fakes top of the key three. She'll go underneath to Akuti and Livian Voss. Voss overcuts by a long shot out of bounds. Arrows basketball.
As Hamilton gets the inbound from Wagaman.
She'll bring it up just past half court. She's going to be covered by Michalak over right side to Madeline Hayes. Now RJ Wagaman back to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton can shoot threes now as it's passed to Layla Risden again. Stolen again as Madeline Hayes with the defense, but still getting it to fall. The freshman, Oakley Osterhart. For Coopersville, 30-19, your score as Taylor Graham goes to check in for the Arrows. It's going to be Madeline Hayes trapped in the right wing as she'll get it away to Reese Wagaman. Grayson Hamilton pump fakes the three. She gets a screen from RJ Wagaman. Madeline Hayes, right wing, scanning the floor as it's going to be slapped out of bounds by Livian Voss.
This allows for Taylor Graham to check in for Layla Risden.
Yeah, a little business decision there by Coach Slanger. Risden, two turnovers, the cause of her right now. And now it's Madeline Hayes in the right corner. She's going to dribble, reverse layup. Madeline Hayes getting it to roll in for the Arrows. She's got 11 now, 32-19. Arrows lead as Osterhart's going to bring it up for Coopersville. She'll give it to over to Livian Voss. Now left side, Michalak. Michalak's double team is Lowell's in a 3-2 zone. Now underneath that pass, and then off the glass, getting it to go for Coopersville. That was Hadley Bird there for Coopersville. Now left wing, RJ Wagaman. Allison Munson gets it in the left corner. She's going to dribble out to the top of the key where she gives it to Grayson Hamilton. Taylor Graham on the right wing, Madeline Hayes right corner. Lowell playing beyond the arc a lot. Now a long pass by Madeline Hayes is going to be stolen halfway across by A.J. Robinson. Almost stolen now by the arrows from Robinson, but Olivia Voss gets it. Now left corner, pump faking the three. That's Michalak after the fake, the catch and shoot. Underneath, it's going to be Bird with it, and now
it goes out on Hadley Bird, so R.J. Wagaman set to inbound.
So Arrows basketball as Taylor Graham gets the inbound. 11-point Arrows lead, 32-21 is your score. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to play in this third quarter. RJ Wagaman out to Grayson Hamilton on the left corner. She's just going to bring it all the way around. Madeline Hayes in deep three territory gets it, or RJ Wagaman after being tipped. Allison Munson inside. Her hand slapped there. And they'll say Coopersville basketball after. So Allison Smith checks in, but 30-second timeout for Coach Slanger. As your score is 32-21 with 2:28 here to play in this third quarter.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. To start out, we have our platinum donors. We have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's Ace Hardware, and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you to those businesses and kind people of Lowell to help out WRWW 92.3 FM. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Thank you, Eli. So both teams coming out of their little respective huddles. Now as the Lowell 5 will make its way, Allison Smith checks into the game for Allison Munson, I believe. So Coopersville basketball, 32-21, Arrows lead with 2:28 to play in the third quarter. It's going to be Brooklyn Michalak with it, looking to inbound. Lowell in a full court press currently as Michalak gets the inbound to Osterhaus and stolen by Taylor Graham, keeping it in. They'll actually call it out on the baseline by Osterhart.
Looking like the Isaiah Likely touchdown catch, or no touchdown catch, had the tiptoes out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Coopersville gets the ball.
As Brooklyn Michalak's going to bring it up now for Coopersville, passes it underneath, threading the needle. That shot no good. Second shot no good by Bird. Bird got her own rebound, put up another one. Lowell comes out with the rebound that time. It's Grayson Hamilton, gets it up. Madeline Hayes. Hayes has 11 and 2 fouls for the Arrows. Grayson Hamilton, pull up, 3-pointer. No good. Off the mark and is going to be tapped out of bounds. We'll say on Allison Smith. It's Lowell basketball. After that one goes out on Allison, or that was Coopersville basketball. Ref pointed the wrong way, it looked like. So Lowell basketball.
They're now talking it over. And now they will confirm that it was Coopersville. Some miscommunication there between the officials. Talk it over, fix everything up, and Michalak set to inbound.
As she'll get it to Osterhart, as there's a minute 50 to play in the third quarter. 32-21 is your score. As Lowell is in a full court press, foul on Allison Smith. That was her first.
Team's third with a minute 51 to play. Still an 11-point lead for the Arrows.
As Michalak's looking to inbound it now. Lowell playing tight defense as she'll get it, and it's almost stolen by RJ Wagaman. Gets tapped away to Osterhart. Osterhart gets it underneath as A.J. Robinson from about mid-range tried to pass it. Slapped out of bounds, Madeline Hayes. So Coopersville basketball.
Olivia Berghorst checks back in for Hadley Bird.
Coopersville with possession, and Michalak's going to look to inbound it as she'll get it in to Berghorst now. 32-23 as Coopersville making it more of a game. They're only down by 9 now. Down by 17 at one point as RJ Wagaman drives in. Taylor Graham, after a pass intended for Allison Smith, is going to get passed around back to RJ Wagaman on that left corner. Wagaman drives in. She's going to go across court. RJ Grayson Hamilton, right corner three for Madeline Hayes. No good. Fighting for the rebound, Grayson Hamilton and Livian Voss.
They call the foul here. Never fully got around to get the jump ball, so it'll be a foul on Grayson Hamilton. Her first, team's fourth now with a minute 16 to play as Ava McCormick checks back in for RJ Wagaman.
So with the inbound, it's going to be Cunning. Cunning gets the inbound in, and they'll call a push on Madeline Hayes. Coach Slanger not liking that one, and now Layla Risen's going to go, and she will check into this game for Madeline Hayes now.
And they'll go to the line because that puts Coopersville in the bonus. So set to take two from the stripe will be A.J. Robinson.
As Robinson at the line for her first of two. Her first is no good. Off the left iron. 32-23 is your score with a minute 15. Coopersville trying to mount a comeback after being down by as much as 17 at one point. This game, a second free throw is good by Robinson. So Taylor Graham will bring it up for Lowell now. She's just past the logo. She's going to scan the floor, gets it over to Grayson Hamilton. Ava McCormick now right wing. McCormick goes across to Taylor Graham. Graham has 10 on the night. Grayson Hamilton left wing. They'll call a three-second violation on Allison Smith. Now she'll go send Kayla Howell, or excuse me, Coach Slanger sends Kayla Howell to go check in now for Lowell.
Checks in for Allison Smith.
As Charlotte Cunning gets the inbound in, it's going to be stolen by Taylor Graham after going through multiple Coopersville hands. Taylor Graham, left wing to Grayson Hamilton, back to Taylor Graham on the right wing. She's double-teamed, ball slapped away, gets it away to Ava McCormick. Underneath to Grayson Hamilton, she's hit, and now it's going to be Coopersville basketball. They'll call a foul or jump ball now.
Possession remains with Lowell after the jump ball, thanks to the possession arrow. Is Taylor Graham set to inbound.
Graham scanning the floor. She'll get it. Ava McCormick, right corner, drives in. Mid-range jumper. That one's good. Off the back iron. Mid-range jumper for Ava McCormick as Taylor Graham snags that one out of the air. Puts up a floater. That's blocked by Livian Voss. As we're down to 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Osterhart, she's at the half court line, covered by Taylor Graham. Gets a screen from Livian Voss. Now they're going to go underneath to Berghorst. Berghorst puts it up off the glass. And one for Coopersville. 8-point game with 18.4 to play in the third.
Foul goes on Kayla Howell, her second. 18.4 left to play in the third quarter as RJ Wagaman set to check back in. And they will allow her to check in for Grayson Hamilton as 18.4 left in the third. It's now an 8-point game. Lowell still leads this one, have yet to lose the lead tonight.
As Berghorst's shot is good. So and one goes, 7-point game, 34-27 here in Lowell. As Taylor Graham's going to bring it up the court for the arrows. Coopersville playing a full court press as we're down to 10. RJ Wagaman with it. She's going to fake it to Taylor Graham.
Now gives it to Taylor Graham.
As Graham
over
gets
to Risden.
Risden right corner, banks the three-pointer, no good. Taylor Graham tries to get a putback, but she's fouled on the way up at the buzzer. So going into the fourth quarter, Taylor Graham's going to get to shoot two.
The foul goes on Livian Voss, her second at the buzzer. As Taylor Graham will shoot two, nobody else around as this will end the third quarter.
As her first one is good. 35-27 your score. Lowell leads by 8. Graham's second one is also good. So going into the fourth quarter, Coopersville down by 9, 36-27, looking to mount a comeback here in Lowell.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Bernard's Ace Hardware, Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, and Lowell Charter Township, Thank you so much for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM. We could not possibly do it without you, or at least it would be a lot harder. But anyways, back to the sportscasters.
As with 33 seconds left in the quarter break, this is some of the closest the Coopersville Broncos have gotten all game since that 12-3 run at the start, as it was at one point a 7-point game. Now they've managed to get it back to the 9-point game after the Taylor Graham free throws at the buzzer. But Coopersville will be starting with possession. It'll be Michalak set to inbound out there as well. Osterhart along with Conran, Berghorst, and Cunnan. Charlotte Cunnan, as Osterhart gets it the inbound. Michalak over to Cunnan, down low in the paint for Berghorst. Her shot off the backboard and no good. Grayson Hamilton brings it up for the Arrows, gives it back to Taylor Graham at the top of the key. Maddie Hayes now has it at the other side, and now near wing, now driving baseline, that's RJ Wagman, gives it over to Grayson Hamilton on a kick out. In the paint is Allison Munson. Three-pointer from Wagman, misses short, and now foul called on number 22, Maddie Hayes, for the Arrows. Her first. 34 seconds in, remains a 9-point lead. That's her fourth foul, and now Layla Risden will have to check in for Maddie Hayes, as she's just got one more before she's done for the night. As the inbound to Osterhart brings her up to half court, slows down, now crosses half court, gives it over to Cunnan. Charlotte Cunnan kicks it across to Conran. Conran finds Osterhart in the corner. Floater is good from the block on the far side, as now RJ Wagman gets the inbound, gives it back to Taylor Graham. RJ Wagman once more at the near wing, over to Munson at the near corner. Pass goes to the top of the key where Grayson Hamilton finds herself with it. Now back to Munson at the near wing, picks up her dribble, over to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham doesn't use her dribble, gives it over to RJ Wagman, but gets it back and uses her dribble this time. RJ Wagman gets it once more for Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham gets it over to Grayson Hamilton at the far wing. Now into the paint for Munson. Grayson Hamilton gets a kick out for three. Drilled. Brings it to a 10-point game once more with 6:30 to play, as Osterhart brings it up. It gives it over to Michalak. Michalak at the near wing. Gives it over to Cunnan at the near corner. RJ Wagman playing tight defense. Stops her in the mid-range. Now gives it over to Conran. Conran back to Osterhart. Berghorst brings a screen for Osterhart. Over to Cunnan for three. Can't return it, as Layla Risden gets the inbound and passes it out to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton gives it up to Taylor Graham, who will walk it over half court. Gives it to RJ Wagman. Allison Munson thought about the three, but gives it over to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton now over to Taylor Graham. Into the paint for Layla Risden. Layla Risden has it stolen, though, from Berghorst. Berghorst gives it over to Conran. Conran brings it up. Stops deep three territory and then gives it over to Osterhart. Osterhart uses her dribble, just kind of sets up. Now gives it over to Cunnan. Cunnan gives it back to Osterhart at the near wing. Near wing back to the top of the key for Cunnan. Back to the near wing. Osterhart for three. No good. Off the right iron. And kick out from Conran with the offensive rebound. Gives it back to Osterhart. Osterhart for Cunnan. Cunnan dribbles into the elbow at the far side. Over to Michalak. Michalak baseline drive. Passes it underneath to Berghorst. Berghorst's layup is good. Makes it an 8-point game with 5 to play. As now Taylor Graham gets it. RJ Wagaman holds onto it. Now drives into the paint. Kick out for Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham for three. Nothing but net. 4:45. That one was a crisp swish from up here. As it's now an 11-point game. 42-31 with 4:30 to play. Osterhart gives it over to Cunnan. Cunnan to Conran. Conran's pass is tipped out by Munson. It'll remain with Coopersville, but a three-man sub as checking in. Lillian Voss, A.J. Robinson, and Haley Bird. Michalek and Osterhart, the only ones to remain the same on the floor. Osterhart gets the inbound from Michalek and now gives it over to Voss. Voss over to Robinson. Robinson from the far wing works down to the baseline. Kick out to Osterhaus at the top of the key. Osterhart. Osterhart over to Robinson. Back to Osterhart. Osterhart looks to the near wing. Now to the near corner for Michalek. Michalek's shot is denied by Munson. That one gets sent up to the over by the doors as that one got from the corner on a baseline jumper as now Osterhaus will travel. She takes too many, tried to put up a shot, couldn't do so, and then put up a floater attempt. Obviously, the floater attempt does not count as the travel was called, so Taylor Graham brings it up for the Arrows. 11-point game. Halfway through the fourth quarter, it's just 4 minutes to play now as Taylor Graham gives it over to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton to Wagaman. Wagaman drives into the paint, tries to put up a layup, but loses handles on it, and Robinson has it for Coopersville. It gets up to Osterhart. Osterhart down into the paint for Bird. Bird is fouled by Wagaman. It was a pass in by Michalek from just inside the corner. As now, that is Wagaman's third. That is Wagaman's third, the team's second. They're saying it was not on the shot. It was before the shot, so it'll be just an inbound pass from Michalek. Michalek finds Osterhaus. Osterhaus puts up a shot, does not go off the left iron, and now the rebound, Wagaman gets it all the way up to Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton puts up the layup, gets it to with the roll, and it's now a 13-point game with 3:20 to play. Osterhart brings it up. Osterhart over to Robinson. Robinson finds Michalek. Michalek tries to pass it into the paint for Osterhart. It is tipped out by Layla Risden, so it'll remain with Coopersville. Michalek set to inbound. Michalek looking for Osterhart. Sure enough, that'll be who gets it. Osterhart back to Michalek. Michalek for three off the front iron. Rebound tipped by Taylor Graham. Not able to control it. It goes out of bounds off of Taylor Graham. And we will remain with Coopersville with 3:03 to play. Michalek finds Osterhaus. Osterhaus has it blocked. She tried to put up a shot from the, not the block, but the second set for the free throw setup. And foul called on Michalek. Her third, team's first with three to play. Just under three to play as now an inbound to Layla Risden is tipped by Osterhart. Osterhart gets control of it now at the far wing. Brings it back to the top of the key over for Voss. Livian Voss over to Robinson. Robinson slows things down, now kicks it out to the top of the key for Michalek. Michalek just holds onto it, nobody guarding it tight enough, and now holding onto it is Osterhart getting a play set up. Finds Voss back to Osterhart. Osterhart to now crosses from the far wing to the near wing. Gives it over to Michalek at the corner, but gets it right back. Now Voss has it at the far wing. Now Robinson drives baseline. Kick out for Michalek. Pump fakes the three. Drives baseline herself, but stolen by Wagaman. And now Wagaman will control it and pass it up to Munson. Munson at the near wing. Wagaman for three. Front iron tipped by Munson and controlled by Bird as Michalek goes the other way with it. Michalek coast to coast, passes it underneath for Voss. Voss pump faked, then put up the shot.
Yeah,
gets her own rebound on the miss.
Looked like she got that whole little team with the pump fake. It looked like four little girls went flying by her there.
And then the foul goes on Layla Risden, her third. Setting up to shoot two will be Livian Voss. That's Lowell's third foul with a minute 48 to go. It's been a fast-paced fourth quarter here as the first of two is made by Voss.
And for the Arrows, Hannah Frey, or Mackenzie Frey, excuse me, and Kayla Howell will check in for the Arrows.
Voss is second, nothing but net, and a 30-second timeout will be called by Coopersville. I jinxed that one, said this one was moving pretty well, so of course we got to slow down the action here. But with a minute 48 to go, it's an 11-point lead for the Arrows, 44-33. They've been in control. They have yet to give up a lead in this one as they went on the 12-3 run to start the game. Never looked back from that. As now teams will be quick to break up the huddle as it was just a 30-second timeout, not a full minute. So sure enough, Coopersville comes back out, trailing by 11, and it'll start with defensively. They need to go on a run, figure things out fast here. Arrows did it to start the game, but it took them 5:48 to put up those 12 points. So they're going to have to put up their points in just a minute 48. They don't have the extra 4 minutes that the Arrows did. And the inbound goes to Risden. Layla Risden gets it up to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton over to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey into the paint, trips, but Taylor Graham recovers and sets up at the top of the key. It's nearly stolen by Osterhart. Instead, Grayson Hamilton now holds onto it. Osterhart guarding. Now it's Robinson on Mackenzie Frey. Taylor Graham gets it from Mackenzie Frey back to Frey. Frey dribbles around and is fouled by Robinson. Grabbing the jersey there was Robinson. That's her second, team's second. As Taylor Graham inbound to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton will start to drive baseline, but is grabbed by number four, Brooklyn Michalek. That's her fourth foul for number four. It's the team's third with a minute 16. As now Taylor Graham inbound to Mackenzie Frey. Back out to Taylor Graham. Over for Grayson Hamilton for three. From the far corner is drilled. A minute and 5 to go. It's now a 14-point lead. As now Osterhart sets up from the near wing. It gets all the way across for Michalek. She put up a three. The shot is no good. Rebound goes to Berghorst. Berghorst went to put up another shot, but her shot does not count as Mackenzie Frey fouls before the shot. That's Lowell's fourth foul. Just Mackenzie's second as Osterhart gets a catch and shoot from the elbow. Didn't get it to go. Rebound went to Michalek, but no good on her putback shot as now Taylor Graham gets the rebound with 44 to play. A 14-point lead. Mackenzie Frey walks around and now timeout called by the Arrows. It'll be a full timeout with 39.4. It's a 14-point lead.
And at this point, we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Raised Up LLC, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, Green Ridge Realty, Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, and Sneakers Bar and Grill. Thank you so much for sponsoring Lowell WRWW 92.3 FM. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
As 30 seconds left in the break here, and me and Trey were talking before the game kind of what our thoughts were going to be on this one. We looked, saw that Lowell had won the first one by 14, 48-34. So I said, it'll be a kind of similar pace of game. And sure enough, it was. I said it was going to be 45-37. Right now it's 47-33. I was pretty close there on that one.
Yeah, pretty good.
Just 6 points off here in the final 44.
I was predicting another overtime game. That obviously not going to happen here, but
as the 39.4 left on the clock will start to run as Mackenzie Frey gets the inbound but is instantly fouled as she gets caught up high. Checks for a bloody nose, realizes it's okay, and that is the foul goes on Cunning. Her third, team's fourth, as Taylor Graham will try the inbound again with 2.2 running off the clock, and Mackenzie Frey gets the inbound again, but her inbound is through the hands of Frey, and Osterhart gets fouled by Mackenzie Frey as she just kind of slipped up there. That's Frey's third, the team's fifth with 34.8. As now setting up just to make my score prediction a little closer here to the actual thing, as the first of two is no good from Cunnan. Remains a 14-point lead for the Arrows. The second of two is also no good. Cunnan 0 for 2 at the line, but gets her own miss and puts up a mid-range jumper. That one also no good off the right iron. Robinson with the rebound, offensive rebound. And now a foul called on Kayla Howell.
Well, Kyle, made your score prediction a little closer, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was the announcer jinx right there, if I've ever seen one.
Well, now you get another chance right here, I guess.
As Robinson goes to the line after being fouled over in the far corner by Kayla Howell. The first of two. Off the front iron, backboard, and no good. 26.5 to play in this one. Robinson, second, is good. 1 for 4 from the stripe this time as Taylor Graham set to inbound. Looking for someone, now finds an open Frey, but she gets drilled from behind as crashing down hard was number 23, Livian Voss for Coopersville. So she'll have to walk this one off as she goes to the free throw line for the other side with 25.7 left in the game. Mackenzie Frey sets up the first of two, is good, nothing but net.
So two subs for Coopersville, going to be Brooklyn Michalak and Olivia Berghorst in now.
The second shot from Mackenzie Frey is no good off the right iron. Kayla Howell puts up a shot, gets it to go. Didn't want to keep the score the same as the last time they played, as it makes it 50-34. Osterhart brings it down, now finds Cunnan. Cunnan over to Michalak. Michalak gives it to Voss. Back to Michalak. Across for Osterhart. Osterhart from the mid-range. Front iron, no good. Gets her own miss. And then it's stolen by Frey. Frey dribbles, picks it up, and gives it to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham will dribble it out. So this time, a 16-point win instead of a 14-point win. Lowell sweeps Coopersville, and this time, a final score of 50-34.